We are starting with the word swill, S-W-I-L-L, which means to drink greedily. A synonym is quaff, Q-U-A-F-F, or guzzle, G-U-Z-Z-L-E, or tipple, T-I-P-P-L-E. A tippler means a person who drinks a lot. Guzzle also means to eat or drink greedily. Swindler is a cheat. A swindler is a cheat. A cyberite is a person who is fond of luxury, a lover of luxury. A sycophant is a servile flatterer. A sycophant is one who is toady, who is a bootlicker, a yes man. Syllogism means a logical formula consisting of a major premise or a minor, and a minor premise and a conclusion. Syllogistic arguments are based on premises. A premise means a hypothesis or a supposition, an assumption. Animals have tails, dogs have tails, therefore dogs are animals. That is a syllogistic argument. But in case if there is an argument which goes like this, cats have tails, dogs have tails, therefore cats are dogs. That is sophistry or casuistry. That means specious logic. Sophistry, S-O-P-H-I-S-T-R-Y, and casuistry, C-A-S-U-I-S-T-R-Y, both mean faulty logic. Sylvan settings. Sylvan settings are rustic settings pertaining to the woods. Woods means forest. A coppice, C-O-P-P-I-C-E. A coppice is much smaller than a forest, wood. A coppice is a small gathering of trees. And a clearance in a forest is called a glade, G-L-A-D-E, glade. Glen, G-L-E-N, glen is a forest. Now, so sylvan means pertaining to woods or rustic. Symbiosis means mutually interdependent. Symmetry means arrangement of parts so that balance is obtained. A congruity, C-O-N-G-R-U-I-T-Y, congruous means matching, symmetrical. Synchronous means similarly timed or simultaneous with something. Synoptic means providing a general overview, a summary, a recapitulation. A synthesis is a combining of parts to form a whole. Synthesis means building up, whereas analysis means to break down. Synthetic means artificial, something that results from synthesis. A tacit agreement means understood but not put into words. Explicit will be the antonym, because explicit would mean clearly stated. Taciturn people are habitually silent, talking little. Tactile means pertaining to the organs of sense of touch or sense of touch. Taint means to contaminate, cause to lose purity, or modify with a trace of something bad. Tainting somebody's reputation would mean spoil it. A talisman is a charm, an amulet, A-M-U-L-E-T. A juju, J-U-J-U, a magic charm. A talon, the talons of an eagle, are the claws of the bird. Tangential means peripheral, only slightly connected, digressing or unconnected. Something tangible is able to be touched, real, palpable. A tanner is a person who works on leather, or rather hides. A hide or pelt, P-E-L-T, means the animal skin. And then the tanner processes it into leather. Tantalize means to tease, torture with disappointment. Actually, Tantalus was the name of a Greek king in Greek mythology, who was condemned to hell. And in hell he was made to stand in a small pool of water, the water reaching up to his chin, and with fruits overhanging his head. That means right above his head there were plenty of fruits. So this man was mighty pleased. If this is hell, this is the loveliest place to be in. But then he soon realized that whenever he felt thirsty and he would bend down a little, the water would recede. And similarly, when he felt hungry, when he would try to reach a fruit, the fruit would recede. And his name was Tantalus. So a similar situation will be called a tantalizing situation. That means something you feel is within your grasp, but when you attempt, it goes away. So that is something tantalizing. That is, it will torture you with disappointment. Tantamount. Tantamount means equivalent in effect or value. Tantrum. Temper tantrum would be a fit of petulance or caprice. Taper means a thin candle. Actually, tapering means something that is narrowing down. As you can see, in churches, the candles have a tapering edge. That is why the candle itself is called a taper. Taut, T-A-U-T, means something that is tight and ready. Muscles are taut, means muscles of a young person would be taut. And the antonym for taut would be flabby, F-L-A-B-B-Y, or flaccid, F-L-A-C-C-I-D, which both refer to the condition of muscles which are loose. Tautological. Tautological means needlessly repetitious. Tawdry means garish, cheap and gaudy, over-decorated, meretricious, M-E-R-E-T-R-I-C-I-O-U-S, meretricious. A taxonomist is a person who specializes in classifying animals. Tedium is boredom, weariness, drudgery. Teetotalism would be the practice of abstaining totally from alcohol. Temerity is boldness and rashness. Temper, to temper the verdict with mercy, would mean to moderate it, tone down or restrain. Tempering steel would also mean toughening it. So you see, temper can mean exactly two different things. Temper would mean to moderate or tone down. Temper can mean to toughen. Temperament means characteristic frame of mind or disposition. Temperamental driving, that means fickle. Temperament also means emotional excess. Temperate means restrained or self-controlled, moderate in respect of temperature as well. Tempestuous means stormy, impassioned, violent. Tempo is the speed of music or the speed of anything, the tempo. Temporal means something that is not lasting forever. That means limited in time. Temporal duties would mean secular duties as opposed to religious or ecclesiastical. E-C-C-L-E-S-I-A-S-T-I-C-A-L. Ecclesiastical means religious. To temporize would be to gain time. Avoid committing oneself in order to gain time. Tenacious means holding fast like a bulldog. Tenacity means firmness or persistence. Doggedness. D-O-G-G-E-D. Dogged means tenacious. Tendentious would mean having an aim or biased, designed to further a cause. Tendentious writings are inclined or partial or biased. Tender, T-E-N-D-E-R. As used as a verb, tender means to offer or extend. Tender means to submit. Tendering a leave application would mean to submit it. Tender used as an adjective can mean a tender wound is soft and painful. Tender age means young age. Tender care means love and affection, with affection. Tenet, T-E-N-E-T. A tenet is a doctrine or a dogma. Tenets of Hinduism, tenets of Christianity. Tensile means capable of being stretched. Tentative means hesitant. Or a tentative theory would mean something that is preliminary, not fully worked out, not fully developed or experimental. That means not definite or positive, a tentative explanation. Tenuous, a tenuous grasp of something. That means a very weak grasp. Tenuous means thin, rare or slim. Tenure means holding of an office. Tenure also means the time during which an office is held. Tepid means lukewarm. If you add cold water to warm water, then the warm water will become tepid. T-E-P-I-D. Termination means the end of something. Terminology would mean terms used in a science or art, or nomenclature, which means the terms which are used to describe something. Terminology which pertains to a particular profession would be called jargon, J-A-R-G-O-N, argot, A-R-G-O-T, or parlance, P-A-R-L-A-N-C-E, lexicon, idiom, or cant, C-A-N-T. Cant is the jargon of thieves or the language used by the mafia. Terminus means the last stop of a railroad. Or even in an airport, the terminus is the place from where you board. Terrestrial means relating to earth or pertaining to earth. Terse means concise, abrupt and pithy. The antonym for terrestrial can be arboreal, A-R-B-O-R-E-A-L. Arboreal means living on trees. Terse, the antonym can be expanded or elaborate or expatiated. E-X-P-A-T-I-A-T-E-D. Expatiated means explained at length. Tertiary means the third one. Tessellated marble means marble into which some decorations are inlaid or etched. The surface is slightly chipped off and then the metal or something which is used as ornamenting is inlaid into that. So tessellated is more like a mosaic. M-O-S-A-I-C. A testator is a person who makes a will. Testy people are irritable, short-tempered and peevish. To tether something would be to tie it with a rope, tethering a cow. Thematic means relating to a motif, M-O-T-I-F, which means a theme pertaining to an idea. Theocracy means government by religious leaders. Theoretical means something that is not practical or simply academic, hypothetical. Therapeutic means something that can cure, curative. Thermal pertains to heat. A thespian means an actor pertaining to drama. Of course, the word thespian has a slightly negative connotation. Thrall means slave or bondage. Enthrall means to captivate. Threadbare means something that has been worn until the threads begin to ravel or show. Threadbare, totally worn out. Thrifty means careful about money and economical. Thriving means prospering and flourishing. Throes means violent anguish, in the throes of an agony. Throng means a crowd, a large crowd is called a throng. To throttle someone would be to strangle. Thwart means to baffle or frustrate. If you thwart somebody's progress, that means you are putting obstacles in his way, preventing him from doing whatever he wants to do. Athwart means across. Tightwad is a person who is excessively frugal, miserly. A tiller is a handle used to move a boat's rudder. The rudder allows the ship to be steered or move in a particular direction, gives a sense of direction. So tiller is the handle used to move the boat's rudder. Timbre means the quality of a musical tone, resonance. Timidity means lack of self-confidence or courage. Timorous people are timid. They are fearful and demonstrate fear. To tipple means to drink frequently. Drink a lot of beer, tippler. A tirade, T-I-R-A-D, is an extended scolding, a denunciation, a harangue, an invective, which is a speech full of criticisms and abuses. Something titanic is gigantic, huge, massive. To tithe your income, T-I-T-H-E, it's a biblical term, which means one-tenth of the income is paid as tax, tithing the income. To titillate means to stimulate or tickle. Title means the right or claim to possession. If you have a clear title to the land, that means you are the owner. A title also is a mark or rank or the name of a book. To titter means to laugh nervously. Titular, the president of the Indian Constitution is titular, means having only a title but without powers, nominal. Toady A toady is a servile flatterer, a yes man, a sycophant, a bootlicker. A toga, T-O-G-A. A toga is an outer robe used by the Romans. Caesar used to wear a toga. Tome, T-O-M-E. A tome is a large book. Tonsure means shaving of the head. Tonsuring is what you do in Tirupati. Topography means the physical features of a region. Torpor means lethargy, sluggishness, or inactivity and dormancy. Torque, T-O-R-Q-U-E, is a twisting force. Torrent means rushing stream, a flood. Torrential rainfall would mean heavy rainfall, a deluge. Torrid weather is sweltering and hot. A torrid dance or a torrid love scene is very passionate. A torso. The torso is the trunk of a statue. Torso means the body as opposed to the head. Tortuous means winding, anfractus, sinuous. Tottering means moving unsteadily, swaying from side to side. A touchstone. A touchstone is a stone typically used by goldsmiths to test the fineness or quality of gold. So, the touchstone of a good batsman is the ability to play under pressure. So, touchstone also means a criterion, a test. People who are very touchy are sensitive and irascible. They are very sensitive to all slights, S-L-I-G-H-T. Slight means a minor insult. Tout. When you are touting something, that means you are publicizing or praising excessively. A tout is also a middleman. Toxic substances are poisonous. A tract, T-R-A-C-T, is a small pamphlet. A tract also would mean a region, a vast region, a region of indefinite size, a forest tract. Tractable, something tractable is easily managed, docile. Intractable means difficult to manage. To traduce someone would mean to slander, malign, vilify, stain, or taint his reputation. Trajectory means the path taken by a projectile or a missile or a ballistic. B-A-L-L-I-S-T-I-C. Something ballistic means something that moves like a bullet. So trajectory is the path. Tranquility means calmness and peace. Transcendent means something that goes beyond, exceeds ordinary limits, surpassing. The antonym for transcendent can be immanent, I-M-M-A-N-E-N-T. God is both immanent and transcendent. Immanent means found within, transcendent means found beyond or outside. To transcribe would mean to copy. Transcribe something would mean to make an exact copy of that. Medical transcription is making a copy of the lecture in hard copy, in written form. Transgression means a violation of a law. A transgression can also mean a moral transgression, which means a sin. To transgress would mean trespass, T-R-E-S-P-A-S-S. Trespass means to violate. Infringe, infringing another's rights, also mean violate. Infraction, I-N-F-R-A-C-T-I-O-N. Infraction means a violation of the law. Other synonyms are encroach, E-N-C-R-O-A-C-H, and flout. So transgression is a violation, or a transgression can be called a sin. Something transient is momentary and temporary, staying only for a short period of time. Transition means going from one state of action to another, something that is fleeting or temporary, passing from one phase to another phase is transition. Transitory means, again, the same thing, fleeting, impermanent, and temporary. Something translucent is partly transparent. That means it allows the passage of light only in parts. The antonym for translucent should be opaque. O-P-A-Q-U-E, opaque. To transmute something means to change it, convert it into something else. Trans is a root word which means across. Mutation means change. So putting these two words together, it becomes transmute. That means to change. Medieval alchemists were trying to transmute iron into gold. That means transform. Transparent means something that is easily detected or permitting light to pass through freely. Transpire. We do not know what transpired between them. That means what happened, what took place. Transpire also means to be revealed. It transpired that there was a conspiracy. That means it became obvious, it was revealed. Transport means a strong emotion. When you are transported, that means you are greatly joyous. Trappings. Pakistan has only trappings of democracy, means outward similarities or outward decorations, ornaments. Trappings also mean all the equipment. He has all the trappings of a magician. That means all the equipment, all the paraphernalia. P-A-R-A-P-H-E-R-N-A-L-I-A. Paraphernalia means the equipment or the accoutrements. A-C-C-O-U-T-R-E-M-E-N-T-S. Accoutrements. Traumatic. T-R-A-U-M-A-T-I-C. Traumatic means something pertaining to an injury or something that causes a lot of agony. Trauma, T-R-A-U-M-A, trauma is injury. Travail means painful labor. Trials, travails and tribulations are all difficult and painful labor. Traverse means to go through, traversing the countryside, that means going through or traveling across. A travesty is a comical parody, a spoof, a takeoff, a burlesque, and all these mean a comical imitation. A treatise is an article treating a subject systematically and thoroughly, a dissertation. Trek means to travel or journey. A trek is a travel or a journey. It can be used as a noun or as a verb. A tremor means trembling or slight quivering. Tremulous means trembling or wavering. Trenchant mind, a trenchant comment, means a cutting or keen, sharp mind or cutting mind, able to grasp. The antonym for trenchant can be obtuse, O-B-T-U-S-E, which means a dull mind. Trepidation means fear, minor amount of fear or nervous apprehension. An extreme form of trepidation will be dread, D-R-E-A-D. Dread means extreme fear. Tribulation is distress or suffering. Trials and tribulations are difficult situations or predicaments where you go through a lot of distress and suffering. A tribunal is a court of justice, specially set up to deal with a problem. The Kaveri Water Tribunal is a court. Tribute is a tax levied by a ruler, a lagan. A tribute also means a mark of respect. We pay tributes to our departed leaders. A trident is the Trishul, the weapon of Lord Shiva, three-pronged spear. Prong, P-R-O-N-G, or tine, T-I-N-E, are the needle-like extremities of a fork or a trident. Something trifling is trivial and unimportant. To trigger a reaction means to set off, to start off. A trilogy, because tri means three, trilogy means a group of three works written by another. A trinket is a bauble, a thing of little value, a trifle, or a knick-knack, K-N-I-C-K, K-N-A-C-K. Something trite is hackneyed, commonplace, and cliched, C-L-I-C-H-E-D. Trivia means trifles, unimportant matters, or minutiae, M-I-N-U-T-A-E, which means minor details. Troth, T-R-O-T-H, troth means pledge of good faith, especially in betrothal. Betrothal is the engagement before the marriage. So troth is a pledge of good faith, when you take a vow or an oath in good faith, that is a troth. Trough, T-R-O-U-G-H. A trough is a container for feeding farm animals, or trough also means the lowest point of a wave. The uppermost point of a wave is called the crest, C-R-E-S-T. Trough is the low point, crest is the high point. Truculence means aggressiveness or ferocity. A tiger is usually truculent. Truism means a self-evident truth. To truncate something means to cut the top off. Tryst means a meeting. A secret meeting, especially between lovers, can be called a tryst. A synonym is a rendezvous. R-E-N-D-E-Z-V-O-U-S, which means a secret meeting between lovers. Rendezvous is the pronunciation. Tumid, T-U-M-I-D. The root word is tumus, tumor. So tumid means something that is swollen. A tumor is also something that is swollen. Tumid head means turgid and pompous and bombastic, thinking too much of himself or oneself. So tumid has two meanings. One, swollen. The other, bombastic and pompous and thinking too much of oneself. Tumult means commotion or a big riot or a noise, a lot of noise. Tundra. Tundras are seen in Siberia. They are rolling treeless plains. Vast expanses of treeless plains are called tundra. Turbid means muddy. If the sediment is fully disturbed, the water can become turbid. Turbulence means state of violent agitation. Turin, T-U-R-E-E-N, means a deep dish for serving soup. You serve soup in a tureen. Turgid means swollen or distended. Turgid head. He has a turgid head would mean he is thinking too much of himself. Turmoil means great commotion and confusion. A turncoat is a traitor. Turpitude means depravity or lack of morals. Tutelage means the guardianship, training under the tutelage of so-and-so. Alexander was under the tutelage of Aristotle, guardianship. Tutelary, a tutelary role, tutelary capacity means protective, like a guardian. A tycoon is a wealthy leader, a big businessman, a magnate. A typhoon is a tropical hurricane or cyclone. Tyranny means oppression, cruel government which denies rights to people, which is totalitarian, T-O-T-A-L-I-T-A-R-I-A-N. Totalitarian governments are those which are very oppressive, tyrannical and dictatorial. The antonym should be democracy. A tyro is a beginner, a novice, a neophyte, N-E-O-P-H-Y-T-E. Ubiquitous means something that is found everywhere, omnipresent. Ulterior motives are hidden, unstated. I do not have any ulterior motive means I do not have any concealed motive. So the antonym for ulterior should be overt, O-V-E-R-T, which means revealed or unconcealed. Ultimate means the final. Ultimate means something that is not susceptible to further analysis. Penultimate means one before the final. Anti-penultimate means the third from the last. A-N-T-E. Ultimatum means a last demand or a warning. Umbrage means resentment or anger, sense of injury or insult. Please do not take umbrage at my words, means you are requesting somebody not to feel hurt. Unaccountable means inexplicable, unreasonable or mysterious. Unanimity means complete agreement. Something unassailable, cannot be attacked or cannot be questioned. Unassuaged. Assuaged means to mollify. Unassuaged means unsatisfied or not soothed. An unassuming person is very modest and humble. Unbridled horses are unchecked and violent, unrestrained. Uncanny, a phenomena. Uncanny phenomena means strange, mysterious, inscrutable. Unconscionable acts means very unscrupulous and excessive, which cannot be defended on any moral grounds. Uncouth means outlandish, clumsy, boorish, unrefined. Crass, C-R-A-S-S, and gross, G-R-O-S-S, all mean unrefined. Unction means the act of anointing with oil. Unctuous means oily, insincerely suave. Unctuous politicians lie a lot. You will never know when they are lying. They are very smooth. Glib talkers are unctuous. Underlying means fundamental, lying below. To undermine something means to weaken it or sap it. To underscore something would be to emphasize or accentuate, which means to underline. An undulating movement means moving like a wave. Unearthing something would mean to dig up or exhume, discover. Unearthly movement means weird, not earthly. W-E-I-R-D, weird, outlandish, spooky, alien. Unequivocal means plain and obvious, because equivocal means ambiguous. Unerringly means infallibly, without fault or not making an error. Unexceptionable means something which cannot be criticized, something which is totally acceptable and flawless. Whereas unexceptional is different. Unexceptional means usual, commonplace, because exceptional means unusual, extraordinary or remarkable. Unfaltering means steadfast, very loyal. Unfaltering steps are also those which do not falter or err. Unfeigned means genuine, real, not faked. Unfettered means liberated, freed or manumitted. M-A-N-U-M-I-T. Manumit means liberate. Unfledged means immature. To unfrock a priest or minister of a church means to strip him of his rights to perform as a priest. Similar is to disbar a lawyer. When you disbar a lawyer, his rights or authority to function as a lawyer is taken away. An ungainly gait means a clumsy walking style. Ungainly means clumsy, awkward or unwieldy. An unguent is an ointment. Uniformity means sameness or monotony. A unilateral discussion means one-sided. Expert, E-X-P-A-R-T-E. Expert decisions are those which have been taken unilaterally without involving everyone. Unimpeachable means blameless, exemplary, immaculate, infallible. Uninhibited means unrepressed or liberated. Unintimidating means unfrightening, not scary. Unique means without an equal, single in kind. Unison means unity or complete accord. Universal means found all over, present everywhere. Unkempt appearance means disheveled or tousled, shabby. Unmitigated disasters are absolute, unrelieved, immoderate and extensive. Unobtrusive management means unobtrusively managing, means inconspicuously, not blatant, not loud. Unprecedented means something that is unparalleled or something that has no example before, something which is totally new and novel. Unprepossessing means unattractive, because prepossessing means very attractive. To unravel a mystery means to disentangle or solve. Unrequited means not reciprocated, not paid back. Unrequited love means love which has not been reciprocated, one-sided love. Unruly mobs are disobedient and lawless. Something unsavory is distasteful, totally offensive. Unscathed means unharmed. An unseemly behavior means unbecoming, indecent, improper, indecorous or lacking in propriety. Unsightly means very ugly, hideous, grotesque. Unsullied reputation is untarnished, that means clear, proper. Sully means tarnish. Untenable, your argument is untenable, means indefensible, cannot be defended, cannot be maintained. Untoward incidents are unfortunate or unlucky, adverse, unexpected. Unwarranted means unjustified, groundless, undeserved, unjustified. Something unwieldy is cumbersome, unmanageable, awkward, difficult to carry, difficult to work with. The antonym for unwieldy should be handy, H-A-N-D-Y. Unwitting means unintentional, not knowing. Unwittingly means something done without any intention. Unwanted, W-O-N-T. W-O-N-T, want. It is my want to explain things again and again. That means my habit. Unwanted means not habituated, unaccustomed. Upbraid somebody means to severely scold and reprimand. Uproarious scenes in the parliament, marked by commotion, extremely funny and very noisy. An upshot of the discussion means the outcome, the consequence, the result. Urbane means very suave, refined and elegant. An urchin is a mischievous child, especially a boy who is not cared for. An urchin is a street child. Urchin means like a bear, like a bear. Usurping somebody's power means to seize unauthorizedly. Usuri means excessive interest. Usurious means lending money at very high and illegal rates of interest. Utopia means paradise or ideal place, ideal society, ideal state. Uxorious, U-X-O-R-I-O-U-S, means extremely devoted to one's wife, doting. Vacillating means wavering and fluctuating, uncertain, unable to take a decision, irresolute. So the antonym for vacillating can be resolute, which means firm in decision. Vacuous means empty, lacking in ideas, or stupid. A vagabond is a wanderer, a tramp, a vagrant, a beachcomber, an itinerant. An itinerant is a milder word, which means a traveler. A vagary is a caprice or a whim, a fanciful wish, or a sudden and fickle change. Vicissitudes and quirks, cruel twists of fortune, are called vagaries. A vagrant means a homeless wanderer, or vagrant means something that is random, stray. Vainglorious people are boastful, excessively conceited, full of vanity. A valedictory function pertains to farewell. Valid means something that is logically convincing and sound, legally acceptable. To validate means to confirm or ratify. That means to approve. Valor means bravery. A vampire is a ghostly being that sucks the blood of living people. Vanguard means the forerunner or advance forces. For a marching army, there is usually a van at the head of it, and that is called the vanguard. In the vanguard of something means in the front of it. Vantage means a position which gives an advantage. Vapid means dull and unimaginative, insipid, flavorless, boring. Vaporize means turn into vapor. Variegated means multicolored or many hued or many colored. A vassal in feudalism, that means landlords, ruled by landlords. In feudalism, one who held land of a superior lord is called a vassal, a satrap, S-A-T-R-A-P. The suzerain, S-U-Z-E-R-A-I-N. Suzerain means the emperor, and vassal is one who owes allegiance to him. Wanted means boasted, B-A-U-N-T. Want means to boast or brag or highly publicize. Veer means to change in direction. To vegetate means to live in a very monotonous way. A vehement denial is a forceful and intensely emotional denial. So vehemence means display of strong emotion. Velocity means speed in a linear direction. Venal means capable of being bribed. Venality means the state of being easily bribed. The venality of the Indian politicians. Vendetta means a bloody feud. F-E-U-D means a battle between or a fight between two factions. Vendetta also means revenge. A vendor is a seller, a hawker, H-A-W-K-E-R, or huckster, H-U-C-K-S-T-E-R, huckster. Veneer means a thin layer, a cover. A veneer of honesty means a thin layer only. Venerable, something deserving high respect. Venerate means to respect. Revere, R-E-V-E-R-E, greatly respect. Venial means, venial sins are those which are trivial and forgivable. The antonym for venial sins is mortal sins, M-O-R-T-A-L. Mortal sin means something that is unforgivable, major sin. Killing a human being is a mortal sin. Venison, V-E-N-I-S-O-N. Venison means the meat of deer. Venom means poison or lot of hatred. A vent is a small opening or an outlet. That is why we say ventilator. To ventilate means to release. To vent means to utter or express. Venting, he vented his wrath. W-R-A-T-H means anger. He vented his wrath on the class. Ventral means abdominal. A ventriloquist is a person who can make his voice appear to be coming from another thing or a doll. A ventriloquist throws his voice literally. A ventriloquist is an entertainer who is usually carrying a small doll, and it appears as if the doll is talking. Actually, this person will be throwing his voice. To venture into something means to take the risk, undertake a risk or dare, go beyond. Venturesome people are very bold. A venue is a location. Veracity or veracious means truthful. Mendacity is the antonym. Mendacious or mendacity means untruthful. Verbalize means to put into words. Quoting verbatim means quote exactly as it is, word for word. Verbiage means a lot of words, pompous array of words. Verbose means wordy. Verdant locations means green. Verdant means greenery, lush in vegetation. Verdigris is green coating on copper. Copper, when it is exposed to atmospheric conditions, develops a green coating, that is called verdigris. Verge means border, edge, on the verge of something, that means on the edge. Versimilar means probably or likely, having the appearance of truth. Something versimilar is very similar to the truth. Versimilitude means appearance of truth or likelihood. For example, critics praised her for the versimilitude of her performance as Lady Macbeth. That means she performed in such a way that she looked or appeared as if, it appeared as if Lady Macbeth would have been just like that. Versatile people are highly skilled, able to do many activities. Veritable means actual. Veritably or verily or verity means in truth, actual, being truly so. Vernacular means living language, natural style or local language. Vernal means pertaining to spring. Vernal also means youthful. Versatile is having many talents, capable of working in many ways or many fields. Vertex means the summit, the peak of something. Vertigo is severe dizziness. Verve, V-E-R-V-E, means enthusiasm and liveliness, zip and zing and vim and vigor. Gumption, G-U-M-P-T-I-O-N, which means initiative. Vestige means a trace or remains of the past. Vex means to annoy, distress, chafe or irritate. Viable means something that is practical or workable. Viands are foods, something which is fit to be eaten is a viand. Vicarious experience means indirect, acting as a substitute. Vicissitudes are changes of fortune. Vagaries, quirks, Q-U-I-R-K-S. Something checkered is full of vicissitudes, fluctuations, ups and downs. Victuals means food. Why means to contend. He is vying for the top post, that means he is competing for that post. Vigilant means very alert, watchfully awake. Vigor means strength. Vignette, V-I-G-N-E-T-T, is a small picture or a short literary sketch or a logo on top of a book or a sketching or a picture whose outlines are not very clear. So vignette has four meanings. A small picture, vignettes of Mughal history, that means Mughal history depicted in small pictures, or any short literary sketch That means a condensation, a review, is also called a vignette. Otherwise, it is a logo on top of a book or an adumbrated portrait, a portrait or a picture which has no clear outlines. The outlines are shaded.